Welcome to Easy with Francesi. It's been 3 weeks. Richard is going to tell us about his training. Then you hear from me, which both of us have had a bit of an up and down period. Deep dive training talk this week is stretching. What's it about? Why do you do it? What are the pros and cons? Richard, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Damien. Yeah, doing well.
I did not know that in Nashville they changed the clock back 2 weeks earlier than the rest of Europe. So I got a bit sidetracked or taken by surprise when Richard said, "How are you, man?" "Yeah, I'm good. I'm on Zoom." Oh dear! Good thing I'm home then. So luckily, I was able to shove my food aside. No, I finished eating. It's fine. I was actually watching. What was I watching? Kung Fu. It's a Swedish film, and it's an absolute joke of a film. It looks really funny. It's just it's got David Hasselhoff in the soundtrack. I forgot the name of it. It'll come to me later. It's just a bit of a piss take, really. 80s pastiche but it looks like it'd be really funny, so it's worth watching. Right. Okay. So, Richard. How's your training been? What's happening? Tell us.
Yeah, so you mentioned it's been a bit up and down. It's mainly been down because I've run twice since we last spoke. They've both been good runs though. So
nice.
Yeah, I ran. So after we spoke on the Wednesday, so out of the last 3 weeks, I've done 2 runs with this Wednesday group. One was about 20 minutes, and. Yeah, took some time off. Did some deadlifts, but not that many. I'm doing them again. And then last Wednesday, so 3 days ago, I did 20-minute run. And the weather, thanks to the clock change you mentioned, it's great because I get to run in the evenings when it's light out. It's a big deal for me. The weather is absolutely incredible. Just this is the best weather I experience each year. And I ran like 8-something pace for my short run. So, yeah.
When you say incredible weather, do you mean like not too warm, quite sunny, like 15, 20 degrees?
Yeah, or? Celsius is probably anything from 15 to 25 degrees maybe.
Okay.
There's no humidity. There's bright blue skies. You can feel the sun.
Beautiful.
But it's not something that overheats you. You don't really sweat. It's actually like Sweden in August when I was there.
Okay, when you came,
it's so good. Even less humidity, if that's possible. So yeah, the weather here is the best weather I've seen in the US, and it's been going on for 3 weeks. So if I'm not running though, I will say that I'm not doing nothing. I probably each day for anything from 1 to 2.5 hours, I've just gone for a walk.
Okay.
So I'm moving, I'm active. It's just not been training or something moderate enough. So, but that's really it. I'm hoping that I'm going to have a bit more running in my future. My hip has been sore. My right hip has been sore.
Okay.
It's just one thing being sore, another thing not doing anything about it. I've done a lot of foam rolling. I've used my massage gun, but it hasn't really progress. I don't know what it is, but it's not behaving as well as I would like.
Is that part of the reason why you've not run as much?
It's part, because it's sore. Mm. It's not enough of a reason to legitimately say you shouldn't be doing any running, which is what's happened. But it's just kind of one of these things that I use as an excuse.
Or a reason. Yeah. Talk us through the two runs you did do then, those epic 2 runs that you have done in the last couple of weeks.
Well, the first one was absolutely miserable. It was still cold, it was still dark, and I basically ran for probably 20 minutes, 25 minutes of running in about half an hour to 35 minutes because I stopped to walk for a moment. And in that run, the last mile, I hung on to a group that were a bit faster. And I ran like an 8:50-something mile. So I was pretty pleased about it in terms of I ran a bit more effort. but it's, you know, short run. And then the one I did on Wednesday, it was like a 4.5 mile run. And I just hung on for the first half because it was like a figure of eight that came back to the start. And I ran pretty well. Like, I was able to run hard. I think one of the things has been, again, if I go and try and do runs that are too long, they just they don't give me what I'm looking for. So the fact they're being shorter and sweeter has been good. And they're not being 10, 45, 11 minute pace. They've been a bit more brisk. So they've, I think they're good.
Okay. Do you think you'll be able to get back in the routine again and sort the hip out for the plan?
Yeah, I always think I will, yeah. I'm going to be away from Nashville for a week.
So yeah.
Changing the routine might help me get a bit more exercise in. I can prioritize it. So, yeah, I'm optimistic. The runs on the Saturdays are too long, so that's not so encouraging. And then the Wednesdays are still... I've still gone to most Wednesdays, right? I'm not...
Committing.
Not so bad.
Hope it picks up, Rashid. Hope it picks up.
How about you? About Damien, the one...
So, I mean, the last time we talked, I think I said I was going to have to take a week off. I did. I pretty much took a week off running, 6 weeks, 6 days off. Continued to cross train quite a bit. For once, I've actually got my training in front of me, so I'm not just, well, usually because I've only done a few runs. And I skied. I did a little jog. I skied. And the same day, the next day, I ran. And that was just 40 minutes. And my notes here was that was fine. No surprise after the week off. Then I took a day off, I ran again. And I think that first week back was okay. So I kind of ran 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on. And I tried to keep at least a day or more between those runs, so like maybe a day to day and a half. I did a lot of skiing, quite well, not a lot, but I did 1 weekend. So the first week back, I went and did 3 hours of skiing, broken with a 20 minute break, which is just great for the aerobic engine. No problems with the car, but I did wallop my shoulder. And then last weekend I skied as well. So I've been doing a fair bit of strengthening, conditioning as well, cross training. So I think like last week I was about 7 hours of training, which that's not including the cross training. The week before was maybe 8 hours or so. So which is okay. But I don't know what happened this week. It seems to have gone backwards. So I ran on Monday, it was okay. Tuesday I was just more aware of it. And like yesterday, I wasn't so great again. So I'm a bit frustrated. I don't really know what to do. My options are that I take about 3 weeks off completely and just cross train. I don't think that like the strength in the muscle now is in the soleus and the calf is pretty good. The problem I get is when I contact the ground with a bent knee. That seems to be the issue of the pain, and it moves around a lot. It's in the calf, it's in the soleus, it moves to the shin. I saw a doctor, and he told me to take anti-inflammatories for 12 days, which I did. Yes, and I did say, well, I don't think that's going to help. I think I need an MRI. He said, no, this is what we need to do. So I've done that. But the only appointment I can get is the 6th of April. And that is then going to be me going to him and asking him to book an MRI. So it's going to be at least 5 weeks before I can get at least some proper diagnosis on this. So I'm thinking if I take 3 weeks off and I start to run again and there is still an issue, then at least the MRI scan will be able to show something. But it doesn't, the way I look at it is that the injury is I can't be tearing the muscle again. There must be some scar tissue or some, maybe a nerve impingement somewhere, because it seems to move around. It seems to just come on within a week. If I start running, I can't really run more than 2 weeks before something flaring up again. So that's where I am. Really can't plan races until I can string together some proper training.
So what is it that triggers the I hear you say when you run for a week, then it starts to rear its head. Is it specifically running? Have you isolated the trigger?
Yeah, I mean, when I say running, I'm not always running slowly, and I try to break. There's kind of relaxed fast running. And when I say fast running, it's no quicker than 5K. So it's not fast. I don't know whether it seems to be, yeah, once I've done a few runs and there's some sort of fatigue in there, it gets worse. It gets quite tight and stiff. Lower drop shoes tend to aggravate it more. So I've avoided wearing lower drop shoes. I've had to a few times because it's been snowing and the trail shoes are low drop. I've had to put those on. I was able to do drills. Our starter this week, well, the last week, I've not been able to this week without, you know, completely pain-free. So hopping, anything where I'm loading the foot in a, you know, any sort of slight bend of the knee. So that's where it is.
So then how long are you running? The time you run?
30 to 45 minutes.
And is that, you know, are you stopping that because it's sore or because you just think, you know, that's how much I want to run?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it quite sensible. So I mean, the first few runs, 30 to 40 minutes. And when the first 10, 15 minutes is slow, it's just pretty warming up because some of my runs are in the morning. But I really would like to get back to running, you know, 6 days a week. Of 60 minutes before I even think about doing doubles or extending the Sunday run. That's kind of a rule of thumb. So it's no more than, yeah, so, you know, looking at like 2 hours of running, 2 and a bit hours of running a week at max I'm doing at the moment.
Is it all steady running as well?
Yeah, well, it's steady with bursts. So, but the bursts are never quicker than 10K efforts. So I sometimes...
Yeah, right. Or you've tried some. I guess what I'm trying to get at is whether you're doing the same kind of running largely every time, or whether you're trying to put some variety in the running to see what might cause it more or less.
I have been doing that. I did find initially that if I picked the pace up, it helped a bit more. But now I find it's anything that aggravates it. So. This week I've kind of come to that conclusion where I just, if I can get through a run and it doesn't get worse, that's a bonus. So if Monday is an example where it was stiff but it didn't get worse. Tuesday was the same. Yesterday, Thursday and yesterday it was getting worse.
During the run or afterwards?
During the run. Just gets tighter. It feels like it's, yeah, it just feels very like there's a lot of pressure in there. So, yeah, I really don't know what to do. There you go.
What's the plan week?
This week, yeah. Well, I am considering not running. Just take 3 weeks off. Just cross train. Do nothing that's going to aggravate it. Don't load it too much. That helps it, overly helps it. Just do some soft tissue stuff, and then hopefully I can then, I think I will build back really conservatively, even more than I have been doing.
So question then, when you first had this kind of crop up, did you take any time off?
Yeah, I took, I did do the usual stuff for a few days. Let's try again. So I've taken 2 weeks off completely and I took 6 days off before, as in a prolonged, and I have taken, you know, maybe 4 or 5 days off as well, I think, so I can't remember exactly. But if you don't remember when I did the park run, that was quite promising because I managed to run there. I didn't intend to do it that quickly. I just got carried away. I was there. And then I ran the next day. And that's the best it's felt in terms of continuous runs, into consecutive day runs. But it just has gone backwards from there. So, yeah, I don't really. It doesn't respond like a normal injury. There doesn't seem to be. What I'm doing is not anything. This is not like I've not trained. 7-8 hours a week, and I would know I need to build up to that. But I'm not ever running more than 2 consecutive days. I'm taking a rest day. Up again, it should be enough time. I'm not doing particularly hard sessions or stuff that's going to aggravate, that should aggravate under normal circumstances the injury.
If you tried thinking or considered saying when you're in your 2 days in a row, just running for 10 minutes as you feel. But it's not about fit, take away the idea of I'm trying to maintain fitness or build fitness, which I think is what leads some people to, or leads people to do like 40 minutes plus, or, whatever other work that the time is a bit longer, and just say, well, how's my body reacting to 10 minutes of brisk running? Because you just said that the park run was okay. So less about trying to train, more about trying to understand what does it work. Because when you say 3 weeks, I think to myself, that's a long time to not run. Before that 3 weeks is up, there's going to have to be some attempts to see progress. It's just what those attempts look. Is it just drills? Is it just a 10-minute run where you warm up for a couple of minutes, and maybe just pick it up like a progressive, and then that's it? Yeah. Or is it back to a 45-minute slow run, or going on the hills, going on the flat? So I don't know. I'm just throwing things in the pot here because I'm just going to go back and do 40-minute runs and hope that this time it's adjusting, but that's not really a big change from what you've done recently.
That's I think the danger, the thing I have made a mistake of maybe, is that when I've come back, I did start with 20 minutes and then 30 minutes and then 40 minutes, but maybe I just hold at 10 to 20 minutes, just do that a few times.
Well, if you just take a 20-minute time period, you'd 5 minutes, do some drills. You do 5 minutes, you go home, or you get home, or you do 5 minutes, you just do some drills or stretch or whatever it is, and then you do 5 to 8 minute kind of brisk, and then maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes after. It sounds really, you just run for 20, well, in 20 minutes, you just run for 2 minutes faster. It's not about fitness. It's just
it's testing.
It's the car. Yeah. What is it doing? You're running at different speeds without all the fatigue. Because I think what might be happening, honestly, is you're doing a lot of cross training. You're doing a lot of running. You're actually still carrying a fair amount of fatigue. It's a bit different. So, are you really giving yourself the recovery you think you're giving yourself?
Yeah. I think that you could be right there. And I think because I'm not running. That I'm resting it, but I'm still doing stuff. Cross training, is still using the calf a bit. It may not be the same loading as running, but it's still loading. We'll see. Well, I think maybe I'll just stick to the. I'm doing a fair bit of conditioning, some total body stuff, and do that. Avoid using the calf so much, and just build again. See what happens, we will see.
Okay.
We'll report back, hopefully. It's not another start of a vicious circle, and we'll speak again, but there is some progress. Cool. Okay, Richard, well, thanks for your advice and good talking. We're gonna move on to the deep dive topic, which is stretching. I'll go first. So stretching for me, we're all told you've got to stretch, you've got to stretch, you get injured. And maybe I was told when I was at school and my coaches used to stretch before runs, and that's something I used to do. I did that quite religiously. And then through my own experiences and reading up, and also the lack of any hard evidence for or against stretching before a run, I stopped because I did. And I read something and kind of worked it out myself that if you do stretch before you start running, you're not warm, your muscles aren't masticated, how much good are you doing? And when I mean stretch, it's maybe stretching for 15, 20 seconds. So I reverted to doing some shorter, very short hold stretches, just to almost as a warm up, just to activate the muscles, or do something that's more like a global movement, like a squat or a lunge, so you're moving the muscle through its range of motion. Use it more as a recovery or a injury prevention tool when you're warm, so post run or as a separate session when the muscles are warm. The other thing I would say is that there, and Richard could probably talk about this as well with his PhD, is that there's a fair bit of anecdotal, or maybe there is some evidence as well, that if there are discrepancies in flexibility between the left and the right leg, that can often be a predisposition to injury. So it's making sure that there isn't more than, I think it's 5-10% range of motion between, say, example, hamstring on the left hamstring and the right hamstring. Richard, what else would you say about stretching?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll start with just saying that, and there's a lot of research out there about it, which I am not aware of. Or at least I don't know what the consensus is at the moment. But I can share my experience running and as a coach. So running, obviously, not obviously, but when I was younger, I would stretch before runs. I'd do amazing muscle groups. Might stretch in the evening. It wasn't like a hardcore stretching routine. It was just, quads, glutes, what have you. And I think what it did is gave me a pretty good handle on how my body was complete. And as I've got older and I've tried to run, with age, it turns out that, stretching and how my flexibility is a really good indicator for how my run's going to be and how I'm going to respond. So I don't think when I was 17, 16, whatever, 21 even, I don't think I had the same general concerns about how my body's behaving anyway. So it wasn't really so sensitive to stretching. Now it's a really big indicator of, do I need to just work on this a bit more consistently or do exercises elsewhere? Because it's not even about flexibility now, it's just discomfort in certain parts of my body that stretching seems to bring to the fore. When I've had different parts, times running, I remember when I came back from injury, stretching was a really good indicator of how that's progressing. Remember my hamstrings were a problem for a while, and when I was stretching and looking after my body, I ran very well. So it was, for me, it was more like a measure on how my body is behaving, rather than saying I want it to help me warm up for a race, other than the routine of just what's the warm up for a race. I did a lot of dynamic work as I got older and when I was still competitive. I think it's a good indicator of how the body is, number one. Whether it means you should or shouldn't stretch for performance or injury prevention stuff, maybe there's a case for that on a personal basis. How much can it be extended? Don't know. What I do remember reading a long time ago was that whatever you do, if you change it, then there's the risk of something going wrong.
Absolutely, yeah.
I guess that there's more to it than that. I think that's no simplification. If anyone changes a routine, you might not adapt for whatever reason. But those are my experiences as an athlete. I would stretch if I was being thorough. That'd be my default. As a coach, I've seen people stretching in the evenings as part of like a routine. Almost like a psychological process of
reminding
an athlete in the evening, so they're stretching as part of like a wind down routine. I've seen that be very effective. And when I've seen really committed competitive athletes do well, they've had that in their routine. And I'm not even going to say it makes a difference physically. It probably does. But there was this
state psychological,
and this is part of it that I think was them being in a good space. Not very scientific, but you know, those are my initial thoughts, Damien.
Yeah, there is one thing that like we add on what we think when we think of stretching, we think of someone standing there in a static position or moving it through a range of motion. But there is dynamic stretching, which is more relevant to the motion that's coming. So doing stuff, doing drills or exercises that move your limbs in the way that they are going to move whilst you're running. So that simple to leg swings, hamstring kicks, that is hamstring walks and things that just activate and just extend the range of motion once you're warm. So that is something I think most and every runner should do to some extent, maybe supervised, as long as they're doing it correctly and they have an idea of their coordination. But again, it just kind of follows on from the running drills we talked about in the previous episode. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think as I reflect on what I was saying, in my head, my default was static stretching, which is really where things are as a teenager. But yeah, dynamic stretching, I think, is brilliant. You know, everyone's done the whole up against like a railing, swinging your leg from side to side or front to back. You know, I can say when I've done that, my body's not been working well, it's usually because, yeah, there's something on the horizon. I think I would always include stretching as part of a warm-up routine and or like an evening routine for recovery. The only things where I see red flags are if you have an acute injury or even a chronic injury. I think there's a tendency to stretch and stretch and stretch. And the same goes for foam rolling over and over again. And in the acute stages, I think I've seen a lot of people overdo it because all they know to throw at the problem is stretching or foam rolling. And I'm not always sure that's the most effective strategy for recovery.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just going to say, like, there's this approach of, well, I can do something to address it, so I'll just do that something. And that something might be stretching your hamstrings because they're sore. And I think just because you can stretch your hamstrings and it's easy doesn't mean it's the thing to do right now when you've just, you know, done some 200s and you pinged it somewhere. Like, but I see it all the time. Still, if you've been running for 20 years, you know, so...
Yeah, I think, yeah, in summary, stretching, there is definite benefits to stretching, but it's a good thing to introduce it gradually, but be aware of if you can't make it a routine, maybe it's something that whatever you do, make it as much as a routine as possible, but be careful of how you incorporate it into your training.
Yeah, I would have had that as I've got older, stretching has been a really good indicator for what I need to work on, be it with exercises or to be aware of because of the training I'm doing. I've got a lot of long-standing joints that have always been not so problematic, but have had to deal with. And there's a lot of the life outside of running where you can ignore it. And until you try and stretch, but should I try and stretch my hips and my glutes, I basically have forgotten that there's a problem. So I'm running along, not stretching, and everything's kind of getting worse and worse and worse. But if I just stretched and did some dynamic work or did some drills that incorporated it each time I ran, then I would see so much more progress.
Yeah. And you get an idea of saying you can feel that tightness, that there is something to work on. But again, like as you said, when you're younger, you can probably get away with far more malleable and supple. As you get older, you lose that.
I know you already summarized things, but there's one other experience that surprised me as an athlete, right? I was back in Oxford, so it's probably 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I was still running, and I had a persistent problem with my right hip flexor and my quad, you know, that meant was just because my hips were not as flexible. And I had this one exercise to do where I lay on the steeplechase barrier.
Okay.
And I brought one knee to my chest and I let the other leg dangle. And I think it's a common thing. It's not some profound stretch. But I'd be there for like 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh,
right. And I would do it basically every day. And I ran a lot faster on the last lap of the race.
Wow. Just had the biggest try there. Wow.
I think there were some things that I neglected over long periods where, you know, my hips were probably tight for years before I really addressed it. And when I did, I was like, that is just incredible. And my psoas was a mess it's been a problem for a long time. So anyway, that was just your bog standard static stretch to elongate the muscle. And it made a difference that I did not.
I'm going to throw a spanner in the works. One thing is that I think the best summer I had a hectic summer. And I barely had time to train. And I used to, as you said, psychologically, and it helped me relax. I used to stretch most nights, roll most nights. I stopped for the whole summer and I ran really well. But perhaps if I'd continued stretching, I may have run faster. Who knows? And on that note, that's the end. We don't know any better than you guys, but just whatever you do, do it consistently. And if you stop it, do it consistently as well. Don't just half stop it. Anyway, Richard, we will we'll see you in the next episode.